There were three of us. We were a team, a gang, a tight clique. Not a band of brothers, but a band of two brothers with a cousin thrown in. Our mothers were sisters. Chaim and Israel Hirschman were the brothers. I was the cousin. My full Jewish name was Avram Hirsch Lukovich. But at the time, almost everyone who knew me, Jew and Christian, family, friend or foe, called me by my given Polish tag, which was Henik. Srulek was the popular form of Israel's name, but Chaim, well, he was always Chaim, so that's easy enough. We lived in western Poland, in Łódź, then the country's second city, a grimy, factory-filled, polyglot textile town, frequently referred to as the Manchester of Poland. Some thought that a little unkind to Manchester. Łódź was not too far from the border with Germany, not far enough, as it turned out. On the 1st of September 1939, the German army crossed the Polish border at multiple points. Danzig was attacked, and the Second World War was underway. 7 days later, an enormous swastika flew over Łódź town hall. Up until just before the war started, the Lukovich and Hirschman families lived in the same house, at 15 Zaganikova. We lived there longer than anywhere else I can remember. Consequently, in the intervening years, whenever I thought about Poland, which was not often, this is the place that came to mind as home. It was a mixed house in a mixed neighbourhood. That is to say, a house of 12 flats inhabited by Jews and Catholics in the neighbourhood where Jews, Catholics, and who knew what else, lived cheek by jowl. Number 15 was a large, visibly dilapidated two-storey building owned by Merla Brumovich, formerly Sendrovich, our mother's mother, my grandma. A widow since 1902, she had been married to Nachman Brumovich, an enterprising man who had established a portfolio of properties and businesses that allowed Mirla to live comfortably on the income they generated. Mirla let her daughters and their families live at number 15 rent-free. Mind you, it wasn't easy to find anybody, family member or no, willing to hand over money for the privilege of being there. In fact, a few months before the war started, the municipal authorities in Łódź said number 15 had to be abandoned because it was no longer fit for human habitation. Everyone had to move out. I believe most of the tenants, including us, ended up in places also owned by Grandma. The majority went to Bawute, the district at the heart of the city's main Jewish quarter, about 3 kilometres from Zaganikova. The Hirschmans got a flat on Wawelska, and we were not that far away on Zielna. Mirla also lived on Zaganikova, but in another house she owned further down the street. She stayed put for a while after we all left number 15. Finally, when the war started, she came to stay with us in Bawute. Mirla's somewhat diminutive stature belied a giant rasping tongue as sharp as a crocodile's teeth. Her nickname was Beelzebushka. This was meant affectionately, usually, and owed much to the fact that whatever was on her mind, she just said it out loud, with no obvious attempt to spare the feelings of the listener, adult or child, rich man or poor. The concept of sugarcoating and grandma were on permanently divergent paths. The Lukovich family consisted of my dad, Moshe, my mum, Liba Sura, big brother Yehuda, little sister Rutka, and of course me, making 5 in total. We were on the ground floor at number 15. The Hirschmans were in the flat immediately above us. The grown-ups in the Hirschman family were Uncle Chil and Aunt Haja Sura, and with a final tally of 6 children, they were a noisy bunch. I'm sorry, but even at the time, I could never remember the names of all the Hirschman offspring. There were 3 girls. Nathan, Chaim and Srulek, the boys, were the ones I knocked about with, played football with, and did all the other things that were truly important in our lives.